Coach, the past year and a half for you specifically, I imagine, has been a pretty weird year. First, there was the strike. You had to miss West Frankfort game. Then you go on a magical run in the playoffs, end up taking second in state. And then right as you're gearing up for track season, COVID screeches everything to a halt. And now here you are a year later getting ready for football season.
No, definitely. I mean, if you live long enough, you know, life's going to throw you some curveballs. Yeah. And we've got some of those. So, yeah, I mean, we're happy to be playing. We're happy. I'm glad these kids got a chance to play football this year, and particularly the kids who are seniors. And I still feel bad for the kids that missed spring seasons last year. But, all you can do is the best you can do and going forward. And, so we're just happy to be playing.
The big concern that I have for your team going into the season is at the end of basketball season, Gavin Kuba kind of injured his ankle a little bit in, I think, the last game. How is he doing? Is he good to go? He's one of your main anchors on defense, obviously.
Yeah, he's a tough kid, and he's going to do what he can from a treatment standpoint to get back. And, you know, we've got him good, and he's taping and getting braced every day. And so I feel good. He'll get better as the season goes on. And just, you know, we got to rest him when we can rest him. I'm not worried about him getting reps. He understands a lot of things that we're doing, and is on the same page with our coaching staff. So, but I mean, you know, going forward, I'm just happy those guys get a chance to play. So,
last year you graduated 20 some seniors. How open is the playbook at the start of the season? Obviously, the start of the season, you got to teach some things. But do you feel comfortable going a little bit deeper than you would maybe?
Yeah, I mean, with my first group, yes. Yeah. With my second group, it's going to be a little bit. It's going to be hit or miss on some of those. They got to learn our system, and they're still doing that. I've got some kids, first-year kids that are juniors, and then first-year kids that are sophomores, and so they're kind of behind, you know. So from a playbook standpoint, right. So our playbook is we're working on our base stuff right now, but I have some stuff that's a little more advanced for our older kids, and we can throw out. And, I think for the most part, I think formations are cheap, so you can formation people and do some things to get people out of position. But it's toned down right now, and hopefully we can build on the playbook as we go along.
I know you're excited about the freshman group. We've talked about it ever since the fall. Is there anyone pushing for a consistent role on the team here at the beginning of the year?
At the freshman level?
Yeah.
We have a couple of kids that we're looking to bring up, but I just really want to keep them together.
Sure.
I don't want to bring anybody up and get them play them before we have to. But I hope we don't get to a necessity where we have to play somebody by necessity. But because again, it's their first year kids, and I want them to have some success, and I want them to feel good about football. So we want to keep them where they're at.
Across the field is going to be the Heron Tigers, obviously. They've got a kind of new coach in Rod Sherrill. He was there for 2 years a while back. What challenges do you see in the Tigers here in week one?
Well, Rod and I go way back. He coached me from my freshman year all the way up. He was my D-line coach my last year at SIU. And actually, he's the one that picked me up on my recruiting trip. So he came and got me and took me home. So we've known each other for a lot of years, and I just know that he's a good guy, he's a good coach, and I think it's one of those things where he hasn't been a head coach in a little while, but and the advantage for us is that our kids, at least someone, understand our system. They're going to be scrambling even to try to get their system put in. Obviously we'll see how that works out for them. But it's hard. I mean, it's hard as a coach. And so we don't really know what they're going to do. I mean, we've had some people that have, given us some little mice, but we don't know. I mean, you don't know until they show up what they're going to do. And we may have to make adjustments on the fly, because we don't know what formations are running. We don't know really what kind of defense they're going to run. So we had to prepare for everything.